winner of the Stop the World Crowd Election, Lindsay Turner.
On Wednesday, we saw a statue of Saddam Hussein come down, pulled down by an American tank, surrounded by a couple of hundred Iraqis. We were told this was the authentic voice of the Iraqi people. We were told this was liberation for the Iraqi people. 3 days later, it doesn't look quite the same. The Red Cross is saying that what is happening in Iraq is catastrophe. The people are dying. The people are suffering from the hospitals being looted. They're suffering from lack of food and water. And when I see a six-year-old child shot in the head by American troops, I think this truly is the new American century. It is a century of barbarism and it's a century of war. And when they went last week, call me a conspiracy theorist, but when they sent rockets to hit Al Jazeera television, and when they hit Abu Dhabi television, and when they hit the hotel containing all the foreign journalists, that was a deliberate hit by the US military on the journalists in Baghdad. Was deliberate hit by the US military on the people of Baghdad. And they did this because they don't want us to know what is going on in Baghdad. They don't want us to know that they haven't brought freedom, they brought conquest, they brought disaster. And this is part of what their project is all about. They want to control this country. They now have a colonial occupation. It is headed by a pro-Israeli retired American general. It is backed up by an Iraqi banker who hasn't lived in the country for 45 years and who is a convicted fraudster. This is the kind of gangster regime they're going to bring to Iraq with all the misery it will bring to the Iraqi people. It's exactly the kind of gangster regime they would like us to live under as well. Ruled by generals and by bankers is exactly what they want all of us to put up with. It's exactly the kind of misery that they want. This war is a war of the rich against the poor. It is a war of the haves against the have-nots. It is a war of the tiny fleet, of the oil companies, of the Pentagon, of the people in Britain around Tony Blair who support them, against the mass of the population of this world. And we are taking the world back to the days of the British Empire. The British Empire was the biggest empire in the world, and it was the most hated empire in the world. And it has only been superseded by the American Empire, which is now the biggest and which is now the most hated empire in the world. The Americans have conquered Iraq, but that was an easy thing for them to do. They will not win the peace. They will not win the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people. And they will not win the hearts and minds of anybody else around the world. And this movement is the most remarkable movement that I have seen in my lifetime. This movement, they told us, the newspapers and the television said, why are you guys continuing to march? Why do you keep protesting? We keep protesting because this war was based on a lie. We were told it was about weapons of mass destruction. They have found no weapons of mass destruction anywhere in Iraq. And don't you think that a regime which was faced with this invasion, if they had weapons of mass destruction, they might have used them over the last couple of weeks. The truth is the weapons of mass destruction lie in the hands of the American and the British governments, and they have not hesitated to use them. And now they say they are going to attack Syria. They are going to attack Iran. Movement started with the war on Afghanistan. We said then this was an unjust war. And remember, nearly 2 years later, Afghanistan still hasn't had an election. election. It is still ruled by an American puppet government and by the opium dealers and by the warlords. It is a corrupt and rotten colonial regime, and that is what they've got facing us now. We knew this was not the first war we opposed, and it will not be the last. We are entering a period where the US is trying to reshape the world in its image. And if we care about peace and democracy and freedom and justice and social justice, we have to oppose what the Americans are doing. And we have to say to this government, you are not doing it in our name, and there are millions of people in this country that still oppose you. This movement has to stay together. This movement has to continue to exist and continue to grow, because we are the many, they are the few, and we are going to march every time they try to go to war, and we are going to continue to resist this government. And the message that should come out today is this: end the occupation of Iraq now. End the occupation, bring the troops home, and give the Iraqi people real freedom and real democracy.